Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It used to be a thing back in the day when we were younger, Kennedy, and we would go to the record store on Friday. To look at the new music.
Totally.
They would have these listening stations. You would go in, you'd take the record out of the sleeve, put it on the turntable, drop the needle on the record, and then just listen. And then you would move the needle across the record, just sampling all of the songs. We don't have anything like that anymore, Kennedy.
We have Spotify.
You got the streaming, you see. Got your iPhone.
That's where I found out where all the kids are listening to their music.
Well, now we have the Judgment Zone.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone.
I don't know if you guys have heard of this group. They're called the Jonas Brothers.
Never heard of them.
It's pronounced Jonas.
Jonas Brothers. They have a new album. No date on the new album. They will be playing the Grammy Awards. That was just announced, right, Kennedy?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here it is. New music from the Jonas Brothers. Kennedy was showing us the video this morning before we got on the air. It's very funny.
The video's
it features
the best part.
A bunch of old school movies, Grease.
Risky Business and Say Anything.
Right. And here it is. It is called What a Man Gotta Do. What a man gotta do. What a man gotta do. To be totally locked up by you. What a man gotta say. What a man gotta pray. To be last good night and your first good day. So what a man gotta do. What a man. Be totally locked up by you. What a man gotta do? What a man gotta prove? To be totally locked up by you. Kennedy?
I hated it when I first heard it, and then I watched the video, and now I love it.
Isn't that funny?
No, it's the way the world works.
Sometimes music videos make you really...
I'm a visual learner.
Yeah.
Right. It's definitely got that hand jive vibe to it.
Yeah, so when they do the Grease part, it's just perfect.
Right. Right.
Just perfect.
It's just fun.
Producer Dan, any thoughts?
I mean, it's upbeat. I've only heard it the one time,
right.
But I feel like if I heard it a bunch, I might grow on me.
Sure you will.
I think it will.
Don't you worry, buddy. I don't know if you know this, but we like to play songs.
Yeah, I'm going to hear it again.
Yes, right. You are.
Are you a big fan, Kennedy, of One Direction?
No.
Oh.
If I'm being honest, no.
Gosh, I remember the first time I saw them, it was on SNL, and I was like, oh, these guys are good.
I think they have some good songs.
Yeah, I really think they do, too. So, obviously, they broke up a while back. But, you know, the guys have been doing pretty well on their own, and we now have some new music from one of the former members, Louis Tomlinson. This one is called Walls. His album is going to come out on January 31st. He's going to be at the House of Blues coming up in the middle of June. A little bit of an Oasis vibe in that
mm-hmm.
one.
Very much so. Very much so.
I've heard that song 200 times.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Music should make you feel something. That song's like white toast.
Yeah. Wonder Bread, Dan.
All right.
It's just kind of there.
Okay. This is the band, the 1975. I don't know if you remember this song or not. It's called Chocolate. This is from a couple of years back. It was more like an indie alternative rock hit. I don't think we played it a ton.
Yeah,
on
they're
mix.
Very much like that.
Right. So that was that's like their biggest hit to date, Chocolate from the 1970s.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I like the song and I like them. They're kind of a cool alternative.
No, I like some of their other songs, but that one. That's
right,
cool.
Right. So this is a new one from the 1975. It's called Me and You Together Song.
Yeah.
I'm bored.
It's that same sort of.
Did anyone know what he said?
Alternative.
Sounds like his marbles in his mouth.
Constellation.
I don't seem to get it right. I said five sip of steady sip.
I fell in love with Sip of Sunshine. That's it, Annie.
Thank you. It's my new favorite song.
I feel like you shouldn't have to decode it.
Right.
Meghan Trainor. Meghan Trainor. You've heard of this artist before, right, Kennedy?
Of course. She's been here so many times.
Her new album, Treat Yourself, is out January 31st, and she's going to be on the road this summer with Maroon 5. She's going to be at Fenway Park on June 24th. This is her new song. It's called Blink. Oh, okay.
All right, a trap beat under Meghan Trainor.
It's not bad.
It's Ariana Grande.
Just feel like Meghan is due, and she keeps just missing the mark.
It's just missing.
I like that.
I don't hate it. Her voice is amazing. It's
her voice, right?
I know.
That's it's, very
like
Ariana
I said,
Grande
she just
to me.
Needs to land one, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's been had a rough kind of run.
I think so.
You ever seen Green Day in concert?
No.
Ever been to Woodstock and the mud people in the pit? I was there, Kennedy. Uh-huh. Oh, my glory days.
So impressed.
What can I say? I used to be cool.
Same.
So Green Day has a new album. Father of All, it comes out February 7th, and they're doing a big tour this summer, too, the Hella Mega Tour with
yes.
Fall Out Boy
yes.
and Weezer.
Yes.
That's a really good
that's
show.
That's a lot of pop-punk angst right
yes.
there.
Yes.
And if you don't have your tickets, too bad, it's sold out.
Amazing.
I'm sure you can get them. They'll just be more expensive.
Yeah. August 27th is that show, and this is their new song. It's called Oh Yeah. What? Are you kidding me?
Well, Joan Jett for that ace.
Do you wanna? Yeah! Do you wanna? Yeah! Oh, that's cool. I hadn't heard that yet.
Yep, it's a goodie, isn't it?
Oh, that is super
cool. That's a
cool.
good one.
I listened to the whole song, spoiler, which is really good.
Oh, it's a good one.
All right, there you go. Green Day. Oh, yeah. So, what was your favorite of the group we heard this morning? I think that one. I like that one the most.
And that Jonas Brothers, man.
Yeah, the Jonas Brothers
to say
is
it,
good.
But boy, they grow on you like a fungus.
They
Can
do.
I hear 10 seconds of the Jonas? I know we're running late.
You want the Jonas?
Yeah, just a real quick Jonas Brothers.
Okay. So what a man gotta do, what a man
gotta do, to be totally go watch the video.
Do the hand
change your entire...
Do the hand jive lyrics over
everything.
Kennedy.
Well, there's no. It's just the thing. There are but... Born to hand jive.
Do you like this one, Carson? Dun.
Yeah, I do. I mean, yeah, it's fun. To be
totally Green Day still, though. Definitely Green Day.
Oh, that Green Day. Oof. I know what I'm going to be listening to skiing this weekend.
Going to be headbanging skiing?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.